Joe, a very busy weekend on the high school beat. Why? Well, you had great weather on Friday and Saturday to get everything in, thankfully, and plenty of action happening on the diamonds, the links, the courts, the everything that goes with the spring season. And we saw the South golfers. They were even missing one of their big guns this weekend, but it didn't matter as they took home a trophy. Tell me all about it.
Well, Dustin Carver, seventh-ranked South Golf Panthers, in the winner's circle again, bringing home yet another team title this spring. They won the Hatchet Invite over at Country Oaks down in Montgomery as Joe Weiler picked up his second individual title with a 73. The Panthers firing a team score 305. They won by 18 over Floyd Central, Tom Tierney. T2 on the leaderboard with a 75. Brett Knorr and Tanner Shapiro were sub-80 with rounds of 78 and 79. So that's two team titles now and counting the first 3 weeks of the campaign for the Panthers of Dustin Carver. How about senior Sam Wise out at North? His first individual medal as winner of the Cardinal Ritter Classic up at Eagle Creek in Indianapolis. The Cougs of Brian Muehlhaus finished second to Perry Meridian, but Wise is 77, which was good on a windy day. Career days for Logan Vernon, T4 on the leaderboard after a 79, and freshman Jace Day had a career low 83, as did Trey Wilson. Earlier in the week, Sam had medal honors with a 79 out at IU as North shot a 342, played 18 and beat Martinsville. Evan Todd had a career-best 84 in that one. Out Edgewood Way, Jackson Wendell was a team medalist with a 40 over the Ridge 9. Out at the Cades, as Edgewood beat Brown County and Owen Valley, and then Edgewood wound up second to Greencastle at the Cades. Wendell was team medalist with an 87, and Jacob Hupp, career-best 89. Meanwhile, Emily Kron's North softballers now make them 7-0 to start week number 4. Kinsey Ridge led Bloomington North to a nice 2-1 road win at Martinsville. She scattered 5, struck out 6. She obviously still unbeaten on the hill and knocked in the game winner. On Thursday night, if you'll recall, they got off to the good start in Conference Indiana as they came from behind in 9 and beat Terre Haute South 3-2 as freshman left fielder Cassie Hayes blooped single in the bottom of the ninth with 2 out, scored sophomore Deb Jones with the game winner. Kinsey in that one had a route-going effort with 15 strikeouts. Jones had a real solid week last week, pitching a 3-hit, 13-strikeout effort against White River Valley. She had a 3-hit night with 2 RBIs and came back on Thursday and started the winning rally with that 2-out double in the ninth as she and Emily Lifford both had 2 hits on the night. Mick Hammett said Edgewood Mustangs are 5-3 to start the week. They beat South Putnam last week 8-7 as Jenna LaRoche and Grace Brettville each, they had 6 hits between them, and Natalie Schapter knocked in 3 runs as Edgewood will play Cloverdale tonight, beginning the week 5-3. Bloomington South still searching. They got to get their hitting and pitching all aligned in the same game. It'll be tough tonight. They'll be hosting BNL, who's one of the better teams in South Central Indiana. That one at 5:30 tonight. South starting the week 0-7. On the ball diamond, Phil Klusner's South Panthers begin week number 4, 5-4, after taking 2 from East Central. Kyle Root knocked in 3 in the opener that was eventually won on a balk call in the last of the 7th. But in the nightcap, the Panthers put 14 on the board with 13 hits and beat East Central 14-3. Alex Franklin belted his first home run of the year, and he and Tyler Van Pelt were 5-7 with 6 RBI and 4 runs scored in that 14-3 win. On the north side, sophomore Dylan Steele pitched and hit north to a 5-2 win over Edgewood, coming on the heels of Friday night shutout of Martinsville 5-0. Riley Crean got his first win. A.J. Willis, who was credited with a 4-inning save, and those two guys combined for 7 hits between them. But they lost to West Vigo 9-8 as the Vikes ranked number 8 in Class 3A. They've lost only one game this spring. They beat the Cougars and then won the round robin as earlier. They knocked off Edgewood 17-6. The Mustangs were 0-2 on the day. As Bob Jones Mustangs will now start week number 4, 5-6, and they play tonight at Cloverdale. North starts its week 4-4. How about freshman Jack Gillard? He won the Franklin Central Showcase Freshman Boys Mile. Cutting tape in 4:31.9, a nice effort on the part of that young man. Also, Logan Calvin, the veteran senior, won the discus and also was second in the shot to lead Justin Helmer's boys to fourth place at the Ben Davis Relays on Saturday. Late last week, Pierce Evans and Senna Hendricks kept the times fast, and both of them continue to win as sprinters. As Bloomington South swept past Martinsville, Larry Williams' fellas got a winning double in the hurdles from Caleb Budd. Jonathan Doddrell won the shot and discus. Sam Munson swept the long and high jumps, and Sam's sister Jordan also won both hurdle events for Tom Stokes' Panthers. Jordan and Senna were both made it a three-win night against Martinsville, running legs on the 400 medley relay. South will be entertaining Brown County later tonight. In tennis, Gretchen Wertzmann's South Panthers went 1-2 at the Jasper Invite, but they did knock off Floyd Central as Maya Mills won a straight setter at 1-1. Bloomington North, by the way, they had their six-game winning streak snapped as they lost the Conference Indiana Open at a 12th-ranked Terre Haute South last week. They'll try to start a new week as they will entertain Columbus North tonight on the North Courts, while Indianapolis Cathedral will take on the South Girls. I might add that Carolina Lopez is still perfect at one singles. Elsewhere, Hallie Schumacher had a three-set win for John Kerr's Mustangs at three singles in Edgewood's home loss to Brown County. The Edgewood girls will start its week playing tonight at Indian Creek. Well, after 13 years as head coach of the boys' basketball program, Andy Hodson announced his resignation on Friday of last week. Andy's best year was 2014 when they went to the Elite Eight and almost took down Indianapolis Tech. They did win the sectional and regional that year. We expect a quick turnaround as the girls' varsity coach Jason Spear has been recommended anyway by Hodson to move into his slot, while Spear's varsity assistant Jeff Turmail will take over the girls in 2018. The MCCSC board will meet April 26 to confirm those move-ups. Spear, by the way, is no neophyte. I mean, he won 115 games in 7 years as varsity boys coach at Columbus North. Well, the Reds sitting 8-5 to start a brand new week despite losing 3-4 to Milwaukee. They lost yesterday 4-2 at the Great American Ballpark. They are off tonight, four straight nights starting tomorrow night. They welcome in Baltimore for the first of a three-game set. Airtime at 7 o'clock with Marty Brenneman in the pregame. Airtime tonight, 6 o'clock, kicking off your sports week in the zone. Dave and Glass and your phone calls.
And a busy night. Pacers in action as well. Game 2 in Cleveland. Pacers had a chance to win. Game number 1, C.J. Miles' jumper found front rim and the Cavs escape. Game 2 tonight, Joe, should see a little different defensive plan for LeBron James. But the Pacers right in it, stuck in it the whole night. And we'll see how that works itself out. Cardinals follow the Yankees in Sunday Night Baseball. Boy, they're off to a rough start. Cubs got swept on the weekend. They're 6-6. We'll cover the rest of the sporting world, plus the great Indiana baseball sweep coming up at 8:45. It is Monday morning, and Joe Smith time here at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. How are you? Oh, and I haven't hit the right button. That's a good way to get the week started off. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm just dandy on a Monday.
Good
Sun's
morning.
Sun's out again. Margaret's back. Life is good.
Whoa. The band plays on.
There
isn't
you
there
go.
Some kind of song that says that? Oh, we got to fit it in. We're a little tight in the window this morning, Joe.
Yep.
But great win for Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers. Didn't look like it Saturday afternoon after a couple innings that this baseball season was going anywhere. But what a show of guts and fight and determination to turn the tables on the league-leading Gophers.
Well, after losing its last two Big Ten series, just what the doctor ordered Sunday on Easter Sunday for Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers. They move out plus 500 now in the Big Ten, 6-5-1, using that four-run fifth to knock off and shut out the Golden Gophers on four hits, 4-0. Yesterday at the Bart, sophomore right-hander Paulie Mildo strung together a quality start, six innings, three hits. He struck out seven, and then sophomore Tim Herron came on, more of the same, tossing three innings of relief, allowing just three hits and no runs. Hoosiers, nine hits on the day, 8 of 9 in the lineup, each with a knock. Logan Sowers provided three of the four runs on another home run in the fifth inning, and sophomore Luke Miller continues to tattoo the ball. He added another RBI in the fifth, while sophomore Matt Lloyd went two for two, a couple of walks and a run. Indiana now looking for win number 20 Wednesday night, 6:05 at the Bard against Butler, and then it's off to Michigan this weekend. Well, in a game decided by home runs, Michelle Gardner's softballers fell to number 25 Ohio State Sunday 8-2. Seven of the game's 10 combined runs came off of homers. Ohio State stroked out five solo shots. Caramia Sirigos had a two-run homer for Indiana. She had led the way at the plate, 2-for-3 with a walk, and Rachel O'Malley, Taylor Uden, and Amelia McDonough also collected a hit for the Hoosiers. If you recall, on Saturday, Indiana did beat Ohio State, its first win against a ranked opponent in 4 years, as Emily Kirk no-hit the Buckeyes for five innings, and then Tara Traynor allowed a run on three hits over the final two, as Indiana's women won that game 3-1. They'll host Kentucky Wednesday night at 6 out at Andy Moore in the Think Pink game. How about Ron Helmer's crew down in Louisville at the U of L Invitational over the weekend? Willie Morrison won the shot and the discus to lead Ron's crew to the team title at Cardinal Park, 62-10 to win the shot, and then won the discus for a first time as a Hoosier with a throw of 176.8. Paul Galas won the high jump with a leap of 6.11. Over on the women's side, Sydney Clute again continues to do what she's done all spring outdoors, and that's win the pole vault, which she did, 13.9 1/4. And Catherine Receiver, competing in her hometown, captured the 1,500 meters to lead the Indiana women to third place. Nikhale McClinton won the women's hammer throw earlier in the weekend with a heave of 2.023. Good stuff there by the Indiana track and field crew. Aaron Harper's a sophomore, completed the weekend with a 4-over performance to finish third on the leaderboard as Clint Wallman's crew wrapped up the Lady Buckeye spring invite over in Columbus on Sunday. Harper shot a 79 in the final round and finished two strokes behind second place Sarah Burnham of Michigan State and seven behind winner Sophia Schubert of Texas. It marks now the second straight weekend that the sophomore Harper has finished in the top 10 and her first finish in the top 5 situation this season. The Hoosiers as a team wound up 8th. The Big Tens are ahead this weekend over in Cincinnati at the TPC Rivers Bend. Mike Mayer's crew wound up 8th at the Boilermaker invite over the tough camping course, but Indiana was one of 7 to post a team score under par, closing with a 1-under-287. Indiana's best round yesterday came from Jake Brown. He was 369. Best overall performance, senior Andrew Havel, who used a 270 yesterday to finish 4-over for the tournament, and he finished T-19. Elsewhere, Ryan Castle's first Indiana women's water polo crew closed out regular season CWPA action, winning 3 out of 4 up in Providence, Rhode Island over the weekend. The Hoosiers beat Harvard 7-3 and lost to Hartwick 8-6 on Sunday. Earlier, they beat St. Francis 19-6. That's the most goals they've scored in 2 years, and also handled Brown 10-6. When it was all said and done, Molly Williams and Kelly Matthews each scored a pair of goals, and Jesse Goudreau had 10 saves in that Harvard win, which was a quality win for the IU women, who are now 14th ranked nationally and 18-9 overall, first regular season for Ryan Castle. Elsewhere, the Hoosiers victorious for Jeremy Wurtzman on Seniors Day. Out on the varsity courts, they beat Iowa 4-1 as seniors Stefan Lugonic and former Cougar Matt McCoy honored after the match for their dedication to the programs. The Hoosiers won in the doubles point in 3 matches in singles to notch their second straight win. Matt had a nice straight set win at number 2 singles earlier in the weekend as Indiana blanked Nebraska 7-0. Meanwhile, Romero Asquith's women finished up or are 12-12 overall, 3-6. As they played on the road this past weekend, they lost to Wisconsin 6-1 and lost at Minnesota Sunday 5-2 as Indiana's top pair, Madison Appel and Kim Schmieder, locked up the doubles point at number 1 winning 6-4-4. Elsewhere on the list, the IU Board of Trustees back on Friday up in Richmond when they met, unanimously approved that building for new competition venue for both Hoosier Volleyball and Wrestling. It's a $17 million project, and it's going to seat, when it's all said and done, about 3,000 to be built there in the parking lot between Cook Hall and Fee Lane there on the north end of the campus, expected to be completed in September of 2018. Don't forget, the Reds are off tonight, but they still lead the Central Division at 8-5. They'll take on the Orioles, who lead the AL East at 8-3 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. But in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls kicking off your Sports Week tonight at 6.
All right, great job as always, Joe. We'll see you later in the week.
All righty, my friend.
Have a great day.
Joe Smith, 745, 845.